Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, my name is Scott Powers, and you are listening to the Powers Point Podcast. For those that are just tuning in right now out of curiosity, or you're just scrolling through podcasts to listen to and seeing my really cool logo, you know, so you're just curious, welcome aboard. Hope you like it. Hope you stick around. I'd love to have you on board. For those that are with me since episode half, I'm going to say half, you know, introductions, and you're with me always, I really appreciate you guys from day one, you know, the pep talks, the go get 'em attitude, and I can't say much because, I mean, thank you. If you guys were around, I'd give you a hug, but heck, that would be against our social distancing rules, right? And speaking of social distancing, this world that you knew just a couple months ago has gone. It disappeared. We're living in a new time, a new world. I mean, everywhere you look, it's like a sci-fi movie, isn't it? We got over 100,000 people around the world dying from this coronavirus, this COVID-19, and nobody really knows where it came from. Some say it's man-made, some say it's natural. I mean, you got conspiracy theorists that, oh, it was definitely made by people, you know, just to eliminate population, and we don't know. Honestly, we don't know, but I'm sure somewhere down the road, we're going to find out. And speaking of this, I mean, you go to gas stations, grocery stores, you can't even find toilet paper, let alone dog food and hair dye and hand sanitizers. I mean, you go to stores, all the meat's gone, all the facial Kleenex is gone, toilet paper, like I said, the shelves are bare. And as soon as they get restocked at the stores, they pull a Houdini and disappear. You see people walk around, everybody in gloves and mask. I mean, it's scary. Honestly, I wasn't really bothered by it until I went to a store, you know, when this all began, and there's nothing to buy, you know? So then, like my hungry self, I start worrying about food. You know, I love to eat. That's my favorite hobby. And if you see my pictures, you could tell it's my favorite hobby. So, is this how it's going to be? You know, there's no light at the end of the tunnel anytime soon. There's no end to this. I mean, you turn on the news and the paper and all you see is coronavirus and COVID-19 and coronavirus and COVID-19 and coronavirus and COVID-19. There's only one thing that's talked about more than coronavirus, and yes, COVID-19, and that's Tiger King. Tiger King, Carol Baskins, Tiger King, Carol Baskins, dead husband. Did Carol kill her husband? You decide. Watch it on Netflix. I'm in 2 episodes deep right now, and I'm kind of like hesitant of going on because I'm stubborn, because everybody in the world that isn't working, out of school, they are watching this 10-part episode of Joe Exotic and his tigers, and Carol Baskin and her tigers, and man, it's a lot of tigers, ain't it? It's crazy. But you know what? It was number one for a couple of weeks. Man, well over a month and a half. But I'm happy to say this week it has been pushed back to spot number 2 on Netflix. It has lost its ranking. It has been pushed back one notch by Despicable Me. Have you ever seen that movie? It's about Gru and his minions. And let me give you a little synopsis of this. So again, it's a man who delights in all things wicked, supervillain Gru, who's voiced by Steven Carell. He hatches a plan to steal the moon. Is there a bigger plot than stealing the moon, folks? I mean, other than Dragon Ball Z when they destroyed the moon, but Gru wants to steal it. He's surrounded by an army of yellow minions, and we all have seen these minions. They're everywhere too, just like Joe Exotic and Carol Baskins. So, yellow minions and his impenetrable arsenal of weapons and war machines. Gru makes ready to vanquish all who stand in his way, but nothing, and I say nothing, in his calculations and groundwork has prepared him for his greatest challenge ever. 3 adorable girl orphans who want to make Gru their father. This movie was made in 2010. I'm sure everybody has seen this movie as well. And if you haven't, watch it. Watch it with your kids. I mean, it's honestly one movie where there's no swearing. The violence is it's animated, so was Roadrunner. But, and people nowadays are complaining about the violence on that. But it's a lighthearted, heart-tugging, funny show. And again, Gru's voiced by Steven Carell, who you know from The Office. Watch this, folks. It is a great show. A great movie, I should say. And again, it is number one on Netflix. Don't know how long it's going to last because Tiger King's roaring to get back in the first spot. You guys get it? Roaring to get into the first spot. Don't hate me for my lame jokes. So, another thing I want to jump into right now is I always like to play new music for you guys. And you guys have told me you liked the music that I'm playing just because you get to learn about a new artist. You get to learn new music, you know, and you might like them and you'll start listening to them on Spotify. You know, I'm trying to play everything from all genres, from country to rap, country rap, electronic, comedy, last show, Paul Thorne. But this week, I'm bringing you a great song. It's really mellow. It's by RVCHL and it's Ghost. Ladies and gentlemen, turn up that dial and here it is. Again, Ghost.
Look at me. Can you notice? What do you see? And is it obvious? You've been walking around like a ghost from a different town.
Was RVCHL. There's no pronunciation to it. You would think it was Rachel, but it's not. Look her up on Spotify, iHeartRadio, wherever you listen to music at, you could find RVCHL. There's lots of other hits that she has. There's music videos. They're really good. Give her a listen. You could find her on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, under RVCHL Music. And I really hope you like it. Let me know. And if you want to hear something, any kind of genre, let me know and I'll get it. Now, coming up in the next couple shows, I am going to have some guests. And my episodes are going to be just a little bit longer than they're used to. I don't want to go over 30 minutes because I feel like that's way too long. You know, if this was a normal day, normal time in the world, you can listen to my episodes in the car, you can listen to it in the break room at work, but unfortunately, now you're stuck with listening to it in the kitchen while you're cooking, listening to it. I try to keep it clean so that the kids can hear it. And I'm really proud of that because I got a mouth on me, as you guys have heard me at Major's Mess Hall, you know, and they're doing good too, guys. Listen to them as well. Gavin, Craig, and Todd, really funny guys. Give them a listen if you haven't. So, anyways, that's all I got for you guys. And again, I hope everybody is safe. I hope your families are safe. Your pets are safe. Stay in the house if you don't have to go anywhere essential. If you go to a store, take what you need, not take for the whole neighborhood and hoard it all in your basement like my mother. And she's going to be mad at me for saying that, but oh well. You know, buy one steak or one roast, not 18 roasts. I'm sure my mother's got those in her freezer as well. So if you guys need any groceries, just go to her house. If you need any toilet paper, she bought 200 rolls. I'm sure you could just stand in line and get a handout from them. So again, guys, stay safe. Thank you for joining me today. And that's all I got. So before I leave, I almost forgot. Before I leave, I want to give you a little bit of Zen, a good feeling quote. Here it is. This quote comes from the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr., and it says, "If you can't fly, then run. If you can't run, then walk. If you can't walk, then crawl. But whatever you do, you have to keep moving forward." And in these times nowadays, nothing could be more true. Keep moving forward. Keep staying safe. Do what you're supposed to do. Don't try to fight the system at every turn. Stay home. Wash your hands, folks. And be back next time. See you guys later.